BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be
stomping.
Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
We be stomping.
Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop crying.
Come through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211s.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feed up. Greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento. Momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, you'll get sprayed.
We be thumping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be thumping.
Oh boy, here we go. Ash Grocott.
Right.
And the subject is yellow cards for Feeney. Greetings, lads. Me again. I'd like to point out, too, when he puts in capital letters, huge pieces of misinformation perpetrated by your producer from last week. I've been a Patreon member in one form or another for 6 years now. I changed tiers once or twice, but I've always paid my dues and have been waiting patiently to get on one of these roundtables. That's number one. Number two, Buscemi joined The Sopranos in season 5, not season 4, as Joe stated. And he calls himself a fan. Add this to the fact I sent him a Sopranos mug via his wish list that he never thanked me for. Outrageous. Is that true, Joe? Joe, you actually have a wish list, an Amazon wish list?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Well, we brought it up before. You know what he has on there?
Listen to this.
Okay. This is the best part. No, he got on the Amazon wish list because somebody gave Jeff Lane a computer, and he thought, well, if somebody's sappy enough to give him a gift, they were probably sappy enough to give me one. That's just like, but he actually has on there, Disco. He's thinking somebody's going to buy him a $400 anthology fucking Guns N' Roses fucking laser disc
like
or
box
some
set.
Shit. Yeah. Like, yeah, box set.
Yeah.
Number one. Okay.
All right. So wait a time. I'm not done with this. Okay.
Okay.
So you never thanked him. Outrageous. Surely this is worthy of a Graham Poll 3 yellow cards. Google it. For Feeney for spreading dangerous misinformation. If not, I may have to consult my solicitor to see where we go from here. With thanks, and that's an ad to Grocott Esquire. Let me bring up the thing. I did Google this, okay? And a guy, Graham Poll, got 3 yellow cards in one game, in a World Cup game, because of his Australian accent. Yeah, because of an Australian accent, all right? Because there's miscommunication with the referee, so he got 3 yellow cards. Do you think that we should give Joe 3 yellow cards, like this ad to Grocott as a...
I haven't even been given a chance to retort. Where's my chance to defend myself?
All right, go ahead.
Number one, and this will make sense. I think I'll get off on this one. He says, okay, I've been a Patreon member for years. Yeah, of course. I know who Edge is. He sends in emails. But if you're a Patreon member, why the fuck are you sending emails in not with the Patreon emails? It looks to me like you're not a Patreon member.
Dude, that's brutal.
Yeah, he's
that's
not doing defense. It correctly.
Let's get him on the next round table.
That was weak at best. Yeah, why hasn't he been on a round
table? Every time we do a round table, you know what I mean? It's time.
That's right, because it's a 16-hour time difference.
And
he's right about the Sopranos. I was wrong about the Sopranos, yeah.
Okay, let's give it
to Joe. The Graham Poll 3 yellows.
Yeah. The triple.
Next is from Stephen Monticello. The subject is Ravaging Rick Rude and Haku. I mean, of all the professional wrestlers in history, how many, like, you just seem like the old school guys. We get a lot of stuff about Rick Rude and Haku. You notice that?
We do, yeah.
Hello, Disco Conan. Big fan of your podcast. I love your opinions and analysis of business. My question for you, the wrestling world always talked about how tough both Haku and Rick Rude were. Who do you think would win in a real fight? Who do you think was tougher of the two? Do you believe someone else was tougher? Could be both. Thank you, the Steven Munchell. No, because Haku, I don't know about Rude, but Haku would probably go for your throat and your eyes, like try to gouge your eyes out and stuff like that. So I would definitely he's bigger than Root too. So I would have said Haku. Anything to add to that?
I would like to point out that in his first line of the email, he called this Disco's podcast, which you know that's it's a little offensive.
No, but all people think that.
So I've seen Haku fight, never seen Rick Rude fight. And I've never seen anybody fight in wrestling that I thought this guy could take Haku. I need to see you fight. Just looking tough and being tough is not enough.
I will say this though. I would not want to get hit. If you've shaken Rick Rude's hand, he's got big hands.
He's a
hands.
Beast. He's fucking
he's an arm wrestling guy, so his form's huge. I
he
couldn't imagine what he'd be like.
Strong, bro.
I could not imagine what it'd be like to be punched in the face by that big giant hand with that strong form. You know, like it's
and he was solid as a rock too.
Yeah. They said when he was a bouncer he would knock out the troublemakers with slaps, open hand slaps.
Next is from William Thomas, and somebody is downsizing AEW. Hello, Disco and Conan, of course, Joe. My question is, what if AEW is taken off the air as a result of their low numbers Tony Khan brags about having? Should AEW change their venues to independent promotion-sized houses from the WWE-sized full houses? Thanks. No, but they definitely should be just running. First of all, they're not going out of business, okay? They're not taking off the air. Because they'll stay on Warner Brothers for whatever they're paying, whatever they're offering is what they'll just do. Yeah, they'll have to take the offer, right? But bro, this is common sense. They need to be running smaller venues until you increase your audience. And I'm wondering now it'll be interesting to see. I'm pretty sure that news of MJF coming back on TV is going to help their numbers, especially next week on Wednesday. There's no basketball game to go edit it. Or hockey game. There is a hockey game. It's an Edmonton game. So I'm going to yeah, we'll see. I'm looking forward, bro. The fans have been disappointed in AEW's programming for a while now, and MJF is coming back on the show. I'm just hoping that he has something very amazing. And there was right off the bat, they did something. I don't know if you haven't seen the pay-per-view yet, Kurt.
No, but I saw his promo.
Okay. But he came out, and Adam Cole was in the ring. Okay, what do you think that the interaction should have been for those two guys?
Should have jumped him. Should have attacked him. Should have been enraged.
Well, it went like they were off and like they're going to hug each other and then he kicked him
in the nuts.
But... Yeah, but after a phony reaction that shouldn't
well,
have.
He was setting him up in his mind. But here's the thing that was very weird, bro. Did you see the jacket he wore to the ring? That looked like what Triple H wore.
It was the Triple H big return jacket. Is exactly what it was.
Yeah. I don't know. Now that he's staying at AEW for a while, I'm just worried that his content is going to become very old very quick. Like it was getting a little bit stale previously, right. Where he's just kind of the same. He's at the for 10-minute promo and 3 minutes of it is burying the town.
Well, at least he was smart enough to disappear for a while because he came back to a hell of a reaction.
Promo was pretty good. Except I know, Conan, you have a distaste for the spray tan. And MJF came out looking like Hogan in 98.
Like you can't get under the sun and get a tan, dude, or you can't go to a tanning.
No, this is leading me to believe that he got short notice to come back. That's what I was thinking when I saw that. You know,
you can still get a tan in a couple of days.
Spray tan?
No, not spray tan. That looks horrible, dude.
Yeah, but you can burn.
It's very like
you need two to get a good tan. You need 2 weeks. You know, trust me on that. I think every
I don't.
Next is from JG, and something is a couple questions here. Hey, K100 fan, hope all is good. Just listened to Fluffy's interview with your show, and being a foodie, I was interested when him and Conan were talking Miami foods. Disco, considering you're Italian, I'm part Italian, I'm from Jersey. Let's talk shop. What are your favorite Italian dishes and spots you like in Jersey? I can name places endlessly, love the culture here. Also for Joe, what are your go-to Philly cheesesteak places? I go to John's for the roast pork and a cheesesteak. Also used to go to Jim's. Fun fact that no Pennsylvania wants to ever admit, cheesesteaks in Jersey are just as good as Philly. Boom. JG from Jersey. P.S. Going off the rails here, but clearly I'm getting my shit in. Speaking of paisanos, AEW sucks so bad they should film segments and vignettes of Ric Flair going on drinking and all the entertainment that would come with it. Call it boozing with Flair. Laugh out loud, I'd watch. Take care, all. All right. So why would you think I would know like my favorite places and spots in Jersey? For one, I live in Vegas. Stupid! What a dumb question. So I'm going to skip that because I don't know any places in Jersey. Okay, Joe, what are your go to Philly cheesesteak places?
Yeah, to avoid the tourist places like Gino's and Pat's. You can check out Leo's but you got to come out to the county. It's only like 10 minutes away, or where Dino's is good. And then Phillips, if you want to go to a Philly place, you know, 24 hours, has a little thing to eat while you're there and everything. Phillips is the best one out of those 24-hour places.
How come all the cheesesteak places in Philly have the first name of the guy that runs the place?
Yeah, they all did, huh? I don't know.
Have you noticed that, Conan?
No. But you're right. What's a roast pork sandwich like?
Roast pork's really good. And actually, Tony Luke's, which is just around the corner from the arena, Conan, if for some reason you're back in Philly, they have really good roast pork there. But he's not right about Jersey, dude.
Okay, but what's in the roast pork? What other ingredients?
Oh, you can put the broccoli rabe on it. That's what a lot of people do.
The broccoli, oh my God, really?
What is that?
Yeah, how do you explain what that is?
It's like broccolini, spinachy type, but like weird.
Yeah, that would
like
not
putting
be,
that on the pork.
That would not be.
Are you asking that because of the Cuban sandwiches that use pork, Conan?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
I just want to see what they put in.
What they do with the pork sandwich?
So, what type of bread is it usually?
It's like a long roll, you know.
A long roll,
like a hoagie roll.
Roast pork. Anything else in it? Mayonnaise, mustard. No, I don't know. Pepper.
Like a little bit of gravy that they cook.
A bit of gravy.
Yeah,
is that what it is? Okay.
And the
give me the Cuban pork sandwich. What do they put on there?
No, the Cuban pork sandwich is a whole different deal. First of all, you get Cuban bread, which is soft like cotton, very soft. And then they'll put mustard, they'll put mayonnaise, they'll put the roast pork, they'll put Swiss cheese, they'll put ham and pickles, and then they'll grill it like a panini.
Oh, right.
And it's fucking bomb.
Yeah, that is delicious. When I go eat a Cuban, I eat Cuban for like once every 6 months. I go get a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah, because Cubans do good sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hot shit.
JG here is wrong about the rolls. There's something about the bakeries around the Philly area that you can't get a better roll for a hoagie or cheesesteak than in Philly. Jersey rolls are fucking trash, dude.
I'll put Cuban bread up against any bread.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
The newest K100 partner is a company we're all big fans of, and I'm sure our audience is as well, and that's Roots of Fight. So K100 has partnered up with Roots of Fight to get our listeners 10% off an order of any size for limited time only. So if you've had your eye on any of their product, don't hesitate. Go to rootsoffight.com and use our code K100 for 10% off. That's rootsoffight.com. Now, I know, Conan, that you've worked on this idea for a while, although it's definitely my idea, so I want full credit, but still, without me, we wouldn't have had this offer for our listeners. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. Here's the deal. Roots of Fight, we were wearing this before they even came here to sponsor the show. Is that from Roots of Fight, the one you're wearing now, Roddy?
Yeah, Roddy Piper. There's a lot of Piper retro stuff. Punk, CM Punk has worn this. Like, you know, Punk Twitter, he has this. And also, there's CM Punk merch on there for all you punk fans. But they've probably got tons of stuff.
So I got stuff. I got, because I'm a big Bruce Lee fan, so I got a lot of stuff from Bruce Lee. I got some Muhammad Ali. I got Rey Mysterio. I got Bret Hart. I got Andre the Giant. So I got a lot of stuff. It's very, very comfortable. It's excellent. Plus, they have, like, shorts and long pants. I got these Rey Mysterio green shorts that I wear all the time. They're super comfortable, cool. So check it out. You know, they got everything on there.
What do you got, Joe?
Yeah, I grabbed a couple of Bret Hart shirts, the T-shirt. Like Conan said, the material is really comfortable. So I got like a muscle shirt, too. So you'll never see that because why would I wear a muscle shirt on camera? And I also got this really comfortable hoodie. It's an Elvis Presley hoodie, right? But since it's Roots of Fight and it's kind of sports related and based, it's actually like an Elvis karate hoodie where it shows him doing karate. You know, Elvis was wearing the karate stuff. It was so comfortable. I'm kind of bummed that it's getting warmer. So like, it's almost like I can't wait to wear it next year. Yeah.
Yeah, so check out rootsoffight.com and take advantage of 10% off the code K100. They got stores for Muhammad Ali, Bret Hart, Rey Mysterio, Roberto Duran, Elvis, Roddy Piper. This offers a limited time only, so jump on it. Get some new clothes to support the show by going to rootsoffight.com and use the code K100 for 10% off orders of any size. Boom.
Boom. You're stealing my line. I say that. Boom.
Look who's back from suspension. Ooh. Rick Ring of Honor.
Ah.
Subject. When did K100 decide they don't like professional wrestling? Well, if it isn't the Jobber Nose Dolphin, Joey Jump Rope, and Kay Poodle. I've been racking my brain thinking about why two veterans of sport are so negative about the best wrestling out there right now. Not only is AEW where the best wrestle, but Ring of Honor is the genesis of all elite wrestling. If it weren't for Ring of Honor, there'd be no AEW. And guess what? They're still doing great today while under the umbrella of Tony Khan. The only conclusion I can come up with is that Conan Disco and Joe Feeney simply stopped liking pro wrestling. And it's not your cup of tea anymore. Because if you did love and care about pro wrestling, you'd be giving Ring of Honor its flowers and singing its praises on a regular basis. But since you won't, I'm forced to put a hex on the Boston Celtics. May they never win another championship again, ever and ever in capital letters. That's and personal. You know who this is directed towards.
And let me just
I'm out. Sincerely, the only one around here really keeping it 100.
All right. Rick, I would insult you, but Mother Nature's probably already done a good job of that already. That's number one. You are the load your mom should have swallowed. Number two, what can I expect from a guy called Rick R-O-H? R-O-H blows right now. R-O-H, I gave it its flowers when Brian Danielson was there and Paul London and AJ Styles and Homicide and Punk. That shit was dope. This shit now is lame. Nobody watches it. Nobody gives a fuck about it except you, okay? And what was the other thing he threw out there?
Bunch of Kate Poodle.
Yeah, you can't put a hex on the Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
You can't put a hex on the Celtics. You don't have that type of power. We're going to win another one, and you're just going to have to eat a dick.
What? Should we suspend
and ROH, it? Bro, it sucks right now. How can you tell me that that show is... They don't even have a show. They just put ROH wrestlers on the thing, and nobody gives a fuck. Except you.
I'm just going to say this. I love professional wrestling, okay?
Right.
And unfortunately, I have to watch like 7 hours of the modern day wrestling condensed to the point that I'm so upset with like what's going on in the ring that I'm becoming disinterested in the actual match that I fast forward to watch, okay? And I would rather find myself going back watching older matches because the work is so much better because the guys are selling, they can punch, and the crowd reacts differently. There was like a lot of heat in the arenas, like as opposed to now where the fans just have their prearranged chants that they do like on command. But I don't like the thigh slapping. I don't like the stupid forearm spot where you stand there and no sell forearms right to the face. I don't like everybody doing a dive. And I especially hate now the laziness when people shoot a guy in and throw a clothesline. They barely even like move their arm. They just kind of stick their arm around. The guy runs up and it's like the details are very important.
Just going through the motions, and I have to talk to my wrestlers about that all the time, and that they don't sell well, that they don't dress like stars. There's so many things wrong,
right,
bro. I mean, but that didn't mean you hate the fucking product. That's the problem. You don't got to be sucking them dry for you to fucking love the product. You can critique it because every promotion, whether it's WWE, MLW, NWA, AAA, they all have good shit and they have bad shit. Everybody. Okay, you don't have to suck, you know, the tit dry and everything's great. Everything isn't great, and there's things from before that you could use today to make the product better,
right,
you know. And there's things from before that you can't use anymore because it's old, you know.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about ROH, Disco?
I wouldn't watch 5 minutes of it if I had to choose between Dr. Pimple Popper and 5 minutes of the Ring of Honor, I'd watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
Okay, now we're all three wrestling fans, no matter what this guy says. What do you think of that show, Joe?
I haven't watched Ring of Honor since they purchased it. And I used to watch.
Where Dalton Castle has all the little Twinkie boys with him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't watched it, but I did. I was watching it almost up until... You know, when the Elite left and stuff, I was watching it pretty regularly.
Yeah. You know,
there's just nothing there to grab me.
Rick,
you know?
Yeah, Rick ROH, take your walking glory hole ass out of here.
Nexus of Giant for Root, something is all or nothing. I just watched you. You know what? I bet you Rick Ring of Honor is Hughesy.
What?
I would bet Rick Ring of Honor is Hughesy trying to drum up like
content. Could be.
I would not doubt that Hughesy probably has a lot of ghost accounts that they're out there.
There's been rumors.
I'm sure it is because I know the Hughesy probably wants to ask questions that he thinks will generate interest on YouTube.
Maybe.
So I can guarantee he's probably doing, you know, think about it. He's got a financial interest in the YouTube channel, and he probably thinks this stuff will draw, so he makes up accounts to ask the questions so we can play the
game. I would not be surprised.
I would not either. Joe, if we can find out, can we get a tech, And I actually, you know what? Maybe the IT guy at my job. If I could see if you could look to the, if you have a program, you could run through our, these emails and see if they have the same, some of them have the same IP address. Right. What would we do if we found out that Hughesy was ghosting, creating accounts from these emails?
I don't know. We'd have to think of something for that knucklehead.
I bet you he's like listening. When he listens to this, he's probably scared.
Well, no, because Joe won't do it. So he can't be scared.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We got some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
Giant root. Subject, all or nothing. I just watched a YouTube clip you guys talk about if it's too soon to judge Swerve's title run or not, but I would love to ask you guys about Soraya. She's been with AEW for over a year now, maybe two, and it seems to be that the sole reason the Khan signed was because he had plans for that first Wembley Stadium show and wanted an English person to win a title in England, which shockingly didn't help with the ratings in the U.S., who could have seen this coming, apart from literally every single other person lives. And apart from that, really nothing else seems to have been planned. My question for you guys is, especially Conan, because you have the connections, have you heard anything at all as to why they're not using her? Is she injured? Is she a backstage heat? She's asked Tony Khan's booking before. Could she be refusing angles? If this makes it YouTube, I'm writing this on May 25th before the AEW pay-per-view. So if Soraya returns and does a big angle with the show, I'm just wasting all of her time. She's been on TV lately.
Right.
Well, what's this
what
guy talking
about? Yeah.
Misinformation.
Just on TV. Wasn't she just on Dynamite?
She was just on. She's out there with the who's the girl, the Harley Cameron.
Harley Cameron. And they went against Toni Storm and Mariah May. Is that her name?
Giant for one week misinformation.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, I said she's worth it because I'll tell you, I mean, the guy asked before about who watches and hates it now or whatever. I certainly don't watch as much as I did, but if I put it on and Soraya's out there, I'll keep it on.
But she's not the star she was in WWE. You know, she's been diluted. She's not as interesting. She's not, I mean, you know.
Dude.
They gave her in a good storyline, and she knows how to do shit because she was in WWE. She'd fucking kill it, but she's not really in a good storyline. Oh, my brother's here, and he's angry all the time. And Harley Cameron, for some reason that was never explained, is now my best friend. And, like, we don't even know what's going on, right? That's a good storyline?
No.
Put in a good storyline, bro, where her brother's jealous that she's going out with somebody or something. I don't know, bro.
I'm going to make a statement. You tell me if you disagree with the statement or not.
Yeah.
In the past calendar year, I would say literally the only person whose stock has gone up in AEW, there's only two characters on that show whose stock has increased, like, at all.
Want me to name them?
I'd like you to hear your two names. I'll give you my two names.
Toni Storm.
Okay.
It's really three.
Okay.
MJF and Samoa Joe.
Okay, I wouldn't say MJF has been gone for a while. Okay. Samoa Joe, absolutely. That's what I agree with. But I would say this. And everybody keeps burying Jericho. Oh, nobody comes out. So I would say that the long term storytelling they did with Daniel Garcia, where they were doing the thing, he's trying to decide whether he wants to be a wrestler or a sports entertainer. And as a wrestler, he was born. Bro, he's very over now with his dancing gimmick. They don't really use him prominently on the show, but as a character, he's absolutely getting a far better reaction than he did 1 year ago because he's got that gimmick that he does. It is actually very entertaining. And I would say he's like the only other character. But Tony Storm, you're actually right. I forgot about Tony Storm, okay? But they're the only ones that have like done character development and changes in their character and getting them more of like the fans, you know? And Joe's just Joe because Joe, every time Joe's on TV, he does good TV.
Right.
And he's never, you know, right, yeah.
But so, now that you guys mentioned Swerve, though, I mean, you'd have to say his stock has risen.
You're right. Swerve too. But bro, he's like I'm saying, he's like his stock went up. But I'm just saying, like recently, he's got over. Now he became the champion. But it's like it hasn't been that long. But he hasn't really elevated himself like since he's been the champion. He's been booked to take a lot of punishment. His crew turned on him. He's been solid, but I don't see him like as, you know, anything he's done is like increasing in the past like 3-4 months. You know, he's just been doing the same type of TV and he was over, you know. Next is from Yanish Horton. The subject is Jericho versus Taker Heat. On Wrestling Bio's latest episode of Reliving the War, he uncovered their infamous segment from Raw where Undertaker and Big Show cut a terrible promo which then had Chris Jericho come out and bury them, which is apparently the entire plan anyway. Not that the promo would be bad, that Jericho would trash him no matter what. But according to Jericho himself, he got a ton of backstage heat over him with people like HBK, Undertaker, etc. My question for K100 is, what the F is the deal with getting backstage heat over a pre-planned segment? Plus, I didn't know if you knew this, but when Mike Austin was at WWE, he was getting a push before he worked a shitty match with Taker and also got 100% of the blame, so WWE buried him and released him. Stories like this really make Taker seem like a sensitive, butthurt bitch. What do you guys think about the Jericho and Taker heat, and do you have any stories about people all getting all triggered over pre-planned segment? Well, the thing with Mike Awesome is Mike Awesome, you know, he was over, but he was reckless. Like, he was, like, that's a guy that, like...
Yeah, he came from FMW, like...
Right, and it's...
He was power-bombing. He was... Remember that
power-bombing people are outside the ring on the tables, and, like, right, his aim wasn't... Right. You know, I was like, yeah. It's like, he's like the Mitch Williams of wrestling. Remember Mitch Williams, the reliever?
Yeah,
the Philadelphia Phillies, and you walk like two guys.
Wild thing.
Like, yeah, wild choice, right? No, I just Taker always kept that locker room straight. I wouldn't say he's butter, but like if he saw guys doing that,
I just think it was a respect from the boys to him. Hey, I can't believe you went out there and did that. Well, they told me to do it. Yeah, but it's Taker. You know, I can see that being. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Taker's not like that.
Next is a Wayne Grofine. Still his own name one. Logan Paul versus. Consider how Saudi has limits on the cash to throw around to make something happen. They're really based on the media attention around Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. What do you guys think is a realistic chance of WWE ever doing a Logan Paul versus a Rock match? I see all the talk online about how an effort when the Rock wrestles again and be for the final time ever against Cody and Roman. But media coverage-wise, I think Logan Paul versus the Rock would eclipse both. P.S. Conan, you're looking great with me, man. Hope all is going in the right direction for you.
Anyway, thank you.
All right. Bro, if Logan Paul and the Rock would do huge numbers.
Right.
But I don't know what the, you know, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, but if he's going to, if I don't know how many more times The Rock will wrestle.
Yeah.
I'm sure he will just because he's invested now, you know. But if he has, say, one more match left, it's got to be against Roman, no matter how good he, you know, Logan and Rock would probably do. You got
to. Let me ask you a question, Joe, because I see you scratching yourself and that must be that rash. Is that from sleeping with five guys in a camper as you did this Friday?
Did he really?
Yes.
What did you do? It's like a guy's getaway. We went away. We stayed at my friend's place, and there was some medicinal herbs.
That's a sausage fest, dude. Sword swallowing.
I would edit this out.
It was like a Native American ritual.
Five guys in a fucking, what was it, a trailer or a camper?
Trailer.
Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.
Conan.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No. K100 with Conan Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC and not the garbage you sell at the gas stations. It's super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product, and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal, and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon, and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for like, you know, since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like. My favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Disco said before, nano-infused, which is basically nano-emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now. So, but anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.